Blog Talk Radio.
I'm ready to start the show, but I keep having blackouts and building, and basically everything is taking a long time, but the load back may not even happen. Whatever reason, I can't get a damn page to load, so I guess. If I can't get things to go, everything seems to be on the bad and up and up. I am on YouTube right now. And I'm just trying to okay. You know, got everything going. I don't know if I can hear me. I don't know what the board looks like. The internet is not back up. I'm here. You know, I'm just trying to get online. So for some reason, the internet is not working. It's not coding right. I don't know what to do. This is quite annoying, actually. Everything gets shut down, and you gotta basically shut everything back on one by one. So please bear with me. I am on YouTube as far as video is concerned. This is not working for me closely. I am the supervisor, Mr. Fresh Heart. Welcome to Home Fan TV Radio. This is late night with flirt. You know, I'm going big.
Legs in the it out. I'll spread by him. You can take him, wait, wait. Leave him out, cause I like my woman tall. You gotta have my mind, you're hot in the sauna. I wanna put them clothes up your body like a banana. The only reason I dress you in that designer. You do that is to get you out that Dolce and Gabbana. I throw this money up, she watch it all fall. Put that thing up. Anything you want, baby, you have it all. Starting with my last name, I didn't call you Mr. Claus.
Rack city bitch, 10 10 10 20s on your titties bitch, 100 G VIP no guest list, TT raw, you don't know who you fucking with. Got my other bitch, fucking my other bitch, fucking all night, nigga we ain't selling bitch. Nigga say I'm too dope, I ain't selling it, but I'm fresh in the motherfucking peppermint. Go let him in, last king killing shit. Young money, yeah we getting rich. Grandma on my dick, girl you know what this. Bitch, rack city, 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 bitch, 10 10 10 20s and a 50 bitch. City, bitch, rack 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 city, bitch, 10 10 10 20s and a 50 bitch, bitch. I'm a motherfucking star. The paint on the car, too much rim, make the ride too hard. Tell that bitch how I walk Boulevard. I need my money pronto. Get it in the morning like Alonzo. Rondo. Green got cheese like a nacho. Ain't got no ass bitch, where the punch go. I'm staring at, don't get back. I'm a too up like that. God damn. That is in my bag. All the hoes love me, you know what it is. Rack city bitch, rack city bitch. City bitch, rack city bitch. City bitch, rack city bitch. 10 10 10 20s and the 50s bitch. Rack city bitch, rack city bitch. Rack city bitch, rack city bitch. Rack city bitch, rack bitch. 10 10 10 20s 50s bitch. I'm going hundreds.
Got an AC pulling, and basically what it's doing is knocking out the electricity, and I can't do anything until electricity come back on. So everything gets shut down. No internet, Skype, all the programs I'm doing, they all get shut down. But let's get to business. Once again, every Sunday for this month, for the rest of this month, I will be hosting this show, 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. We'll have music, advice, the lines are open. You can give me a call, 805-830-8320. 805-830-8320. Now, what makes this show a tad bit different is I'm on cam. You can see me on webcam. I got my lip gloss popping, doing all that. you can go to ustream.tv/channel, the word channel, channel, /super-fluffy-flirt. Right. You can also go to my page on Facebook.com, and you can see my cam. Just look for the Ustream tab. It's like a little orange TV that says live. And click on that, and it'll come up right there on Facebook. So that's how I'm rolling right now. Once again, that number to call, 805-830-8320. If you don't see a chat room, the chat room is open. blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. We're there. I'm there. Rather, I'm in the chat room. Sign in or sign up. It's free. And chat with me. Right now, I am going to bring in a caller from the 646-570. This is the Crush Hearts. Who are you? Where are you calling
Neutron.
From?
Neutron. You
know Daniel? Hi, Neutron.
How you doing? How you doing? What's going on?
Not much. How are you doing?
Nah, I've been doing good now, you know. Been a little run around and stretch, you know, but you know, other than that, things good so far, you know. I miss y'all, and, you know, got to talk with y'all again.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
you know, we're just keeping it light tonight. I don't really have a main topic to talk about tonight. I decided to do my show. I needed to bring it back. You know, it's all about me. My show.
Yes, it's a Sunday night, so what you should know about Sunday night, because, you know, Sunday dinner, you know, Sunday's best, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I just come on from, you know, let me get together, and, you know, I'm just, and I was chilling down and doing nothing, I got my computer back on, you know. I was on your page a minute ago, I thought for a minute. You know, but
I'm having a little technical issues. I keep getting knocked off of the internet with my building. The electricity goes out. It's not a good look. So, but tonight I play music and I chop it up. You know,
yeah.
If I can give me a call that want to chat with us. I don't have really a question in mind, but I will be having, you know, chat topics like I do my other show. You know, playing music and all that.
Yeah, and yes, huh? Hold on one second. My grandmother house.
You know, you get her. I can't hold on. This is not a private conversation.
Please, online too?
Yeah, this is on air. Right. There's no such thing as hold on.
Oh, yeah, right. No.
Anyway.
Nothing.
Huh?
Okay, so, yeah, so how was your day going? How's your weekend going?
My weekend was alright. Let me tell you what happened.
Yeah.
Friday, I had made this plan with this young man to go to the movie.
Yeah.
Now, we talked all week long. He said, let's go. I was like, all right, fine. Changed plans, canceled plans, didn't make plans. And Friday came, all of a sudden, I don't hear from him.
Yeah, no more, right?
Not a phone call, not a text message. I called him twice, I texted him twice, and then I was like, I'm done.
Oh, wow. That's not so, like, you know, having something like that, that's not ready and not ready to do nothing like that, because, you know, if a real man would ever think that he would answer the phone or answer you back or something, you know, it's not just telling you, like, he ain't that fucking like, doing it with you like that, so, you know, how things go.
He eventually, like, 12 o'clock Saturday morning, he eventually hit me up. On Facebook.
Yeah.
He texted me on Facebook in a private message. And he kind of, I was like, word, you hit me up now. Because I'm like, really, dude? Like, I'm about to shut the computer down type thing.
Yeah.
But,
oh,
you know,
he's
telling me how he had a, you know, bad day. He apologizes. But my thing is this. If your day was so bad, you know, and you did so much went on during your day, for you not to call to apologize, first of all, how I don't think you're sincere. I don't think you're sincere. You didn't call me to apologize. I don't think you're sincere. Secondly, if your day was so horrible and it was so bad, just imagine a person that canceled her plan or rescheduled her plan or changed her mind about something, and she waited on you. That's not, like, you know, I actually waited on this dude. That's my whole thing. And like I said, he didn't call. You know, he hit me on Facebook. Then he caught an attitude because he's like, oh, well, my child come first. I never said I wanted to be before your child. But please take into consideration, you know, my feelings, my plans. Like, come on, dude. Really? We're all over 30. And it's only common courtesy to do such things.
Mm-hmm, exactly. You should be like that anyway.
Right. And then he caught an attitude. And then he kept asking me the same question. Like, what can I do to get on your good graces? I said, I told you this 3 times already. What you can do?
No, I ain't not at all, not at all. All right.
No. I told him 3 times what he could do. He eventually said, give him an hour. He'll call me to apologize officially. And if he don't call in the hour, I don't have to worry about talking to him ever again.
Yeah, shouldn't be like that no more. Like, I hate that because, you know, it's so sophisticated that, you know, he ain't even saying nothing. He just wants you at the last minute. So if you would have a horrible day, then that person would have never, ever wanted to send out to you or would have been said something about, oh, I can't even make it or I couldn't do nothing. Like, that started at a different time. But now all of a sudden, like, if a person had a bad day, then why would you ever pass them anyway?
Right.
So, you know, that's my point of view. Like, I'll keep you my words, you know, how I say that. Like, if I do it, I'll do it. Just make sure you know.
Yeah, well, he said the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I guess that person was acting too nervous or something. He's probably acting too nervous or something. You know, did you think?
Listen, my thing is, it's nothing to be nervous about. Even if that was the case, and, like, you know, it came into that situation, you could have still called. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
That's a, you know, and I'm like, I'm used to it. That's what I'm saying. Like, it wouldn't have bothered me because I'm used to it, you know.
Yeah.
It is what it is, though.
I know. None of this, no. Just make sure you look for that true person. I mean, true person. I ain't talking about they just say things and they don't say it. They don't do it.
Well, you never know if they're true, sincere, fake, real, you don't know until you put yourself out there, pretty much. There's no way of telling. People don't have, you know, people don't come with a warning label, pretty much.
I know, I know, it is what it is. I know, that's what happened.
Yeah, you got to put yourself out there to figure it out, find out. Anyway, I'm going to play some music.
What you
going to
put on?
What
you got in mind?
I think I have some T-Pain, and then after that, I'm going to do some Mary.
The Mary or old Mary?
I don't know yet. Maybe a new Mary. I don't know.
Okay.
Maybe old Mary.
Because Mr. Wrong is not out there right now. Because Mr. Wrong is out there right now.
Right. So maybe it's Mr. Wrong. We'll see. Okay, Neutron, hold on for a second. I'm going to put you back on hold. Anybody that want to join into the conversation, you sure can. The number is 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Song requests is available if you want. Hit me up on Facebook. And all that good stuff. I'm in the chat room. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Skype. I'm on everything. I'm on Ustream.tv /channel/ /super-fluffy-flirt. I might make that easier. But for now, that's what it is. That's what it is. Alright.
Five o'clock in the morning.
time I'm at your crib. And you yawning, but I've been drinking all night. I feel like performing. We're in the big room, floor to the dresser. The one left door, you're the best one, so I let you. That's how you show me love. And when we finish, you like, damn, babe, you woke me up. I love the way you put it down like it's for both of us. The sun ain't the only thing that's
enough. In the morning.
Like I'm always there when it matters, but miss most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always a regret, yeah, I'm always a regret. And I'll make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again. Cause we on the rise, she's here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening, and she loves it. And she stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one. So good,
you know it breaks my heart so bad.
So good.
Starting tomorrow, I'm going to be
back on my, it's not a diet, it's more of just healthy choices when it comes to food. Like, yeah, I know I'm up 24/7, mostly at night. You know, I'm up between 12 and 7. Like, I got a job. I'll be, I'm up at a graveyard shift. So, yeah, I know that about me. And I like a lot of sweets and a lot of, you know, outside food and stuff like that. But what my biggest thing was, which I cut back down on, especially now that it's hot, is I always have to have some type of liquid next to me. And my thing was, I used to do 2 liter sodas. Like, it always had to be a 2 liter Pepsi, mostly Pepsi, sitting next to me. I don't care if it was flat, if it was dry, I don't need no ice, but it had to be next to me. And I'm talking about, I was taking it to the bottle. There was no such thing as a cup. I was taking it to the head, like a 40. So since then, since March, I've actually stopped doing that. I was trying to find other alternatives besides soda. Our good friend Brick from Brick House, who comes on Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern, should be on tomorrow night. Very interesting show. You know, she took me on to Crystal Light and seltzer water. And I tried it. I liked it. I done it. I haven't done it recently because I've been focusing on water. But starting tomorrow, that's supposed to be planned. Like,
yeah.
I have my jug ready. If y'all see me on cam, I have a big old purple jug that I fill up with water. I have the orange juice jug. I fill up with water. I got 2 of those. So, you know, I'm going to start walking more, just walking in my neighborhood. I'm also thinking about getting a gym membership. Now, technically, I have not had a gym membership since I was, like, 16. So I'm thinking about doing it. If the gym is 24/7, so, you know, my friend and I said she's going to be down with me. And, you know, we making big plans. Like, I'm cleaning out my fridge and all that tomorrow.
You ever try Planet Fitness?
Huh?
You ever tried on Planet Fitness?
Right, that's where we're going tomorrow. Well, that's the place I'm looking at, because it's 24 hours.
Oh, okay. Cool. You're going to start tomorrow. You're going to start tomorrow, too, I see.
Well, tomorrow I'm focusing on getting rid of all the junk food, and we'll also be focusing on, you know, going shopping, getting a few things that we should have in our fridge.
Yeah, right.
It's not a diet. It's not going all out. I'm not trying to, you know, change the way I eat 24/7, but I do want to be a little bit more conscious of what I'm intaking, you know?
Yeah, whatever you do,
I'm not trying to make a big deal out of it, because I feel like if I set a goal and I don't make it, I'll be feeling some type of way.
Yeah, right.
So good.
Mhm. Yeah, you just gotta do too much workout. Like, too much workout plans you gotta do, right? You know, you gotta just take care of your healthy body. Ain't no stay, you know, stay average.
Mhm.
No, but you know, if anything, like anything you could do, stay with it. You know, just go for it. You know, one of that, like, you know, no one lose that weight. Ain't no getting in shape. You know, you just go back up there. Though, you know.
Yep, so that's what I'm doing. I'm kind of proud of myself, though. You know, to always be, like, for the last 10 years, I was, you know, my health has been really, my weight has really been up there. So for now to drop almost 60 pounds and not really focus on it, like, I'm thinking I'm on the right path here. So, as long as I can keep that momentum up, I'll be good money.
Yeah, you know, I say you won't be able to do that, right? Probably you just keep up the good work, you know. I'm very proud of you, you know. You want to go for it, you know. Really love the way you do it, you know. Get started now, you know. Mm-hmm. Really like that.
What about you? How's your weekend go?
I went to going great. You know, I had supposed to go to 2 parties yesterday. I didn't even go. And then I went to sit at my house Friday. You know, a friend came over. You know, we hanged out and you know we was watching movies. You know, listening to music and then eating, drinking. You know, that's about it. Nothing going on though. You know, just still at home, like usually. It was just okay. Noah's was all right, though, you know. Had a little type of family, though, but today, you know, because, you know, we had to celebrate a surprise party for my cousin. He had turned 21 today, you know, he was up there, my grandmother's house. You know, we had a little good time up there, you know. Had food, cake, had Long Island AC. Long Island AC. I write it down on Sundays.
Oh, okay.
So, once in a while, maybe Sunday though, but you know, that's when I'm in, you know, my grandma's house or, you know, having my birthday party and stuff. You know how we do.
Okay. Shout out to Philly Rob. He was in chat. He did check us out. You check me out on Cam. Once again, folks, I am on Ustream.tv. The channel is called Super Fluffy Flirt. I'm on Facebook.com/SuperFluffyFlirt. Or you can send me a friend request under La Crush Hearts, LA Hearts. That's how it works, La Hearts. What else we got going on? I'm on Twitter. I'm on Tag. I'm on Adult Space. I'll be updating my pages real soon. Also, I'm in the process of planning a new segment to come on Wednesdays, starting the 1st of August. So every Wednesday for the month of August, I'll be having a little show, a new segment starting, which will be awesome. I got 2 new co-hosts. We got Trinity out of Dallas, and we also got Frenchie. He's out of Jersey, and, we'll be bringing you some more information about the swingers lifestyle. So that's going down August 1st. Tomorrow is Brick House with my girl Brick Wilkes, 8 p.m. Eastern. So she'll be discussing the AIDS epidemic and why the African American statistics for HIV continue to climb. So that's Monday, June 16th at 8 p.m. Eastern. You could call in, listen, or comment at 805-830-8320. The chat room will be live and popping. Got a little couple of music selections in there. blogtalkradio.com/phonefanradio. So right here, save that number.
Yeah.
So, shout out to my boy Dre. Haven't spoken to him in a while. Hi, Dre. I'm being innocent today. I haven't done anything too incriminating. It's been a while since I... No. What I did Friday and Saturday on Neutron.
Yeah.
At 5 o'clock in the morning, 6 o'clock in the morning, I was on Cam.
Yes.
I did Cam shows. when I recorded it a couple of times, but I was on cam. For some reason, I had this boost of energy, and I was just acting a fool on cam. I had my sunglasses on and popping.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just jumping around.
Oh, he was having nothing to do, right? He was bored and everything?
I was just bored. I just had a boost of energy.
Wow, so I have a camera. I was having a webcam right now because I don't got one right now, but I need one though.
Yep.
Because I know
got nothing else to do. Jumping on cam will definitely get you sleepy.
Let me know I could have came on with you. If I could have known, I could have seen you online. I could have gone on your page right now and I would have hit you up or something. You know? Just let me know if you ain't doing that on camera. If you ever turn to me doing it, just let me know. And I'll just be up with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's okay. You know, it's okay because, you know, that's when I ain't got to do nothing. So, you know, because I'm on vacation from work right now. So I'm just, you know, trying to enjoy myself now while I could.
Okay. Will do. I always post it on my page, though, so, you know.
You know, once you go online, you know that people know you up.
Yeah, what else I got going on?
What you got going on?
I also have the Adult Zone coming on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm on air, folks. Tuesday, we are talking about something. I can't remember what it was. Tuesday we're talking about a mother, a foster kid. She's a foster mother. She adopted some kids, and unfortunately, all of them were subject to substance abuse by their parents. So they all had some type of effects from that. And she started an organization called Project Prevention. And what she does is she'll actually give money to somebody that abuses drugs, a substance abuser, to go get fixed, to go get sterilized, sterilization surgery done, meaning they can't have no more kids or they can't have any kids.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people call her controversy. You know, it was really up and in, so we're going to discuss about that. Find out more about that organization and, you know, things of that nature on the Adult Zone. And then Thursday, June, July 19th is the open mic night. And that's about it.
Yeah,
that's what's going on next week.
Well, plenty of shows coming up soon. Wow. You know, a lot going on.
Yeah. Cool. Got a lot going on next week. The week after, we should be doing the school battle. Does weight problem make you an unfit parent? So that's what we're doing next week the week after. And then we're also going to have Battle of the Sexes trivia
Lord.
In August. The first week in August, we're going to get teams of twos. Girls versus the guys.
And we're going to do
a Battle of the Sexes trivia.
Okay, I'm going to put that on my calendar.
First Thursday of August. First week, I'll be on four times. We'll be on Monday to Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay, so 4 days, right?
Yep. Starting in August, for the month of August.
Okay. I'm keep reminding that though. You know, see how things go from there. Cause you're asked that question with questions after questions like that. So you know, you have to want to see who's gonna go down like that or what's gonna happen from there.
Mhm.
So you know, you gotta be good with that. Be careful with that.
Yeah.
You know.
It's gonna be some good old fun. That's how we do it on Phone Fantasy Radio. We like to have fun. That number again, folks, 805-830-8320. Call up, chop it up with me. And we'll have a good conversation. Save the number. What else we got going on? That's it for now. That's a lot.
Right.
And I'm doing a party. So that's kind of a lot.
Where was the party at?
Oh, well, that's a party that's going to be in Brooklyn. Brooklyn.
Oh, yeah.
Long Island, Brooklyn.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, they keep me in contact with that. You know, I've seen what's going on up there because, you know, I haven't never been to one, but I will always want to go to one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I will see how it's like in there, you know, and just want to see, I just want to enjoy myself, have fun, you know, especially with you, of course, you know, because you, you know, good looking, you know, like your style, you know, personality, you know. Like, you know, like what you're thinking with, you're thinking with, you know, thinking to. That's how I feel. That's how I roll.
Word.
Yeah, so you know you do.
Anyway, it's the top of the hour. I made it to 11 o'clock.
Yeah, I know.
I made it.
Yay.
I made it to 11 o'clock. I got another hour, folks, so I'm going to be playing some more music. Cause that's how I roll, y'all know. I do three songs at a time, come back, and have some more conversation. I got Neutron representing Bronx. What?
Yes, in the house. Yes, you know it.
Yep, I got Dre representing Harlem, checking in right now. You got me from Brooklyn. I see South Carolina on the line. What else we got going on? That's it. So you're tuned in to the Super Fluffy Flirt late night. We got another 58 minutes on the Klizzak. And I'm going to see if I can play some good music for you. You ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Don't sound like ready. Are you ready?
Yes.
No, sound right. Anyway, I like her. I'm going to play Selena Gomez. Just so y'all know.
Oh.
It's been said and done. Every beautiful thought's been already sung. And I guess right now, here's another one. So your melody will play on and on. With the best of them, you are beautiful. Like a dream come alive, incredible. A miracle, lyrical. You saved my life again. And I want you to know, baby, I love you, love song, baby. I love you like a love song, baby. I love you like a love.
someone else.
y'all. She drippin' swag too.
Al, welcome back to the late nights with the super fluffy blur. I am Miss LaCrush Hearts, calling out of Brooklyn, you know, representing New York City to the fullest. 805-830-8320. Press the number one, call in. I know you want to chop it up with me. Right now I see somebody from the 815. I don't even know where that's at. 815-774, you're on the air. State your name, where you're calling from, and welcome to the show.
Hi, this is Gina Storm. I am calling from Joliet, Illinois. I'm outside of Chicago.
Oh, outside of Chicago. Because I've never seen the 815.
Southwestern suburb of the South.
805.
No, 815 is Joliet.
Okay, okay, cool. Well, welcome to Late Nights with me.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
What's going on this weekend?
Not much. It's mostly poetry. I'm a spoken word artist and a member of Poet. People of Extraordinary Talent also has a chapter in Joliet, of which I'm a member. I'm a poet and a spoken word artist, and I was doing open mics, the Inspirational Hour on Poet Radio with Double G and the Enduring Poetry Tap tonight. I also have Jill Dilberge's Artist Lounge and Spit a Piece, and so I just figured I'm making the rounds.
Okay. All right. Well, the floor is always open. This is a real freelance show, just playing music, laid back, just, you know, me getting on air and doing something. Also, I would definitely invite you to tune in Thursday night from 9 to 11 is our open mic night.
Awesome. I can do that as well.
Okay, it's called Spoken Memoirs. And that's when the whole gang is here, you know, all my co-hosts and everything like that. Team Fantasy be in the building. So, what you got lined up for us?
I don't know. I mean, are there any restrictions? Because if there are no restrictions, then I might go buck wild. But if...
But there is no restrictions. There's no whole bars.
Okay,
Whatever you want to say,
I'm not... I'm working on erotic poetry right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have a lot of pieces, and I know that on Thursday nights I normally call in the Kel's Grammar's Verbal Stimulation. I can actually do both shows, so I'll do her show, and I'll tune into the show that you mentioned as well this coming Thursday, so that I can work on me being an erotic spoken word artist as well. I'm more inspirational. It got me puffy, feel good pieces, but I'm a grown woman, so sometimes I got to do my grown woman, and I got this piece. The title is Bite Me, Fuck Me, Pull My Hair.
Word.
All right, let's go. Baby, know that I'm on what you on. We got the same goal, but I need you to go faster rather than slow. I want you to dig deeper. Don't worry about how hard. I want you to stand up in it, and I'll push back. Just don't stop. See, I'm on some bite me, fuck me, pull my hair, blow my back out, I don't care. See, you're used to me whining a little, maybe sometimes crying because it hurts sometimes, but Daddy, today is not that night. I'm fucking you. That's right. We ate, we drank, we smoked real good. This pussy is yours, and I want you to tell the whole neighborhood. We're going to make sure that your name is on this pussy and the whole neighborhood hears it. See, that shit needs to be understood. You gave me that dick, so here's the trick. I want you to pull him out and go to work. I'm going to get low and make it twerk. I'm going to spit some fire from my lower lips, and I want to wrangle you with the motion of these birthing hips. See, I'm going to dip and dip and then flip the script. See, I'm a vet. I was born in 1969, so I need you to kiss these lips as I swallow him whole, because he's mine. I'm going to make you scream. I want you to sign over your soul. See, players call this their card, but I want you to trade it in, because the mere thought of me makes you hard. Tight, wet, and odorless is what makes a wife's pussy the very best. And I'm used to the question. Why boyfriends always want to marry me? But this is the last proposal, and it wasn't even scary. See, I need you to bite me, fuck me, and pull my hair. my last boyfriend will marry me because he loves me the same way and this incredible sex game that we share. And that's that piece.
That's that piece. That's, yeah, that thumbs up. Yeah. Like, that's it. Yep. Yep.
Thank you, Mommy.
Yep.
I'm just out here trying to do me.
Yep, yep, yep. I got claps. Wait, I got claps.
Appreciate y'all. Appreciate y'all. I'm glad I stopped through.
Thank you so much. What's your name and how can we find out more about you?
I'm Gina Storm. It's GENASTORM. GinaStorm.com is my blog and poetry page. I can be also found on Facebook. I'm sorry, I'm maxed out on friends. So if you send the request, it's not that I denied you. It's just that Facebook cut me off at 5,000. Who knew?
Right.
But you can subscribe to my page until I start a second page, and I also have a Gina Storm fan page on Facebook as well. I can be seen the second and fourth Friday of every month at Strictly for the Listeners, which is at 103rd and Western Avenue in Chicago. And they also have a poetry set out here in Joliet at Woody's Bar and Grill, and it's the Friday Night Cafe. I do that on Friday nights as well. Pretty much, if there's an open mic, you might hear my mouth somewhere. So I'm either online, talk show, blog talk, you name it, poet radio, I'm getting it in. So.
All right. Well, you know what?
We'll take off my timeline and find out where I'm fit next. Tomorrow night it'll be Unmuted Ink with Black Ice on Poet Radio. That's a talk show. That's where I'll be found tomorrow night.
I know of it.
So I'm just doing my thing. You know, I like to practice in this venue before I hit the stage with a piece because the feedback is immediate, and the response is more intimate, and then I can actually get a feel for how I'm going to spit the piece. Sometimes, you know, the tone, inflection, and nuances of my voice need to be, you know, tweaked. So yeah, thank you for letting me practice.
Yeah. No problem. You're definitely welcome here to Phone Fantasy Radio. Like I said, every third Thursday of the month is Spoken Memoirs on here. Same calling number, same place. If you have a MP3 or something like that, you can shoot to us. We have a live stream. It plays 24/7, independent, mainstream. It's blended in there. You know, if you have a commercials you want to play and stuff like that, definitely shoot me an email.
That's what's up.
PhoneFantasyRadio.com is where you can submit your MP3s and stuff like that.
Sounds good. I appreciate that so much. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. I still got Neutron from BX online. Neutron, did you hear that?
Yeah, she got it. Yeah, she got it good
feedback.
Going on because, you know, what she said to her boyfriend, because, you know, tell me what she would have been after every report she wrote and tell it or give it out or something. You know, whatever she spit out, you know, every guy will feel into it, and then, you know, they will have to get it regardless, you know, because I'm going to say they like it.
So.
I'm going to say love her voice, her sensation, her passion, her greatness, you know, like everything she needed.
Okay.
I appreciate that. That's lovely. Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks,
no problem.
Thanks
for tuning in, though.
Thanks for tuning in.
That's what's up. I'm definitely
coming
back.
Really appreciate it.
I'm going to take a seat on the couch, and y'all do you.
Yep. That's how we're doing it over here. Phone Fantasy Radio. This is Late Night with the Super Fluffy Flirt. And I am the Super Fluffy Flirt. Miss La Crush Heart. We got another 38 minutes on the clock. A little bit over half left for us to do what we do, because, you know, we do what we do. I don't have no topic tonight. I was just freestyling. Shout out to Storm for stopping by. Neutron for holding me down. I got South Carolina on the line. I got a quiet storm of spoken word in the chat room. I appreciate you tuning in. I got Dre. I got a couple of guests that came through. My good friend, Philly, Big Bob, he came through. So it turned out to be a slow show. I have technical problems. It's not my fault. I live in New York City. It's an old ass building. They, you know, lights get shut off or something. But we're just sharing what we've done this weekend. I went over what's going down this week on Phone Fantasy Radio. Tomorrow we'll be talking about the AIDS epidemic on Blurkout, and that's 8 p.m. Eastern. We'll be talking about AIDS in the black community, why folks are still having unprotected sex, knowing what's out there as far as HIV, as far as all different types of STD strands. They still have unprotected sex. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern. Tuesday, a website called projectprevention.org. We'll be talking about that. The founder of the site gives basically crackheads, heroin addicts, meth addicts. She actually pays them to get fixed, basically. It's not called neutered. I was going to say neutered, but, you know. She does pay them, and it's a controversial topic, and I would love to know what y'all thoughts about that. So y'all can definitely tune in Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern. And also, like I mentioned earlier, Thursday, Spoken Memoirs. It's an open mic event. If you are a poet, a rap artist, if you hum really good, give us a call. Share your work with us. You know, we're really all about that. Once again, you can also submit your work. We have a 24-hour stream that's been up for a month, and it has already over 3,000 connects. So, you know, definitely get your piece out there. 805-830-8320 is the number to call. PhoneFantasyRadio.com is the site to be at. Look us up on Facebook. Look me up on Facebook, Twitter. Like I said, all them sites. I'm basically out there. So go to our Phone Fantasy Radio page. We're also on Tumblr as well. You know, I'll be sharing news on Tumblr. And at LaCrush Heart, Twitter. At LaCrush on Instagram. You know, I'm all over the place. All over the place. You on Instagram, Neutron?
Yeah, I do, but I don't got it on my. I don't got like a phone to put it on. Ain't on my phone. I probably need to give me an update phone anyway, cause you know I got like a little down ass phone. So you know, I just gotta figure that. But I do got an Instagram though. Just I don't be on it like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, oh, I see what you play. Oh, I see what you're playing with. I see you're doing your cam video.
Oh, you watching me on cam?
Yes, I see what you're doing. You know. Nah, it don't seem my computer it works, because look, I don't got webcam, but I do cause show video,
oh,
see video.
Okay.
Yeah, you know I'm watching you. Watching me, watching
no,
you.
No, I did not know you was watching me, actually. I didn't know you was watching me. I was just being silly. That's what I am.
Oh.
I'm just silly.
I know you are.
Folks, I am on Ustream right now, ustream.tv. The channel is super-fluffy-blurt. There's a lot going on, a lot going on. So I need to go ahead and play this good old advertisement, and we'll be right back.
Coming live, a show-stopping, red carpet walking, elegant award show, September 29th, to a Metro Detroit theater, is the hottest award show of the year. It's the first annual Spoken Word Billboard Awards, celebrating the Hot 100 ranking artists from across the globe, in the elegant facility of the Village Theater, in Canton, Michigan, featuring performances by R&B sensation, Laurie Edwards, hip-hop phenomenon, Zach One, soul singer, Stephen Guy White, spoken word artist, Romeo Donati, romantic blues musician Elvin Lloyd Horn, poet Jamie McConnell, vocalist Elfrida Castillo, poet Dom Touch Artist Register, spoken word artist Jazzy Sadilk, and so many more. Be prepared for sheer entertainment that will touch every possible human emotion in your body, making you thirsty and already anticipating the next year's event. Tickets are $25 and are available through the Village Theater box office. Call 734-394-5300 to reserve your ticket today.
I know, right? That's awesome. That's awesome. Going down in Michigan. I mean, Detroit. Yeah, Detroit.
Won't be a make
it. That's my good friend, Michelle Alford, is a part of that. She sent me the info. Spoken Word Billboard Awards. Sounds good. They also have the Poetry Awards, National Poetry Awards, going down, I believe it's in August, too. It's in August, like the third week in August or something like that.
Oh, I won't be on May 5th.
So that's going down as well. I'll get some more information about that.
I won't
have
be
that
on
available
May 5th.
For y'all on Thursday. Huh?
Oh, I won't be on May 5th that day. I don't know if it's in Detroit, so that's why I don't travel that 500 miles up there.
Yeah, you won't be able to make it.
We're
on this side.
I know. My dad,
hopefully, you'll have one next year, now that you know about it.
No, it's going to be in North Carolina, South Carolina, Virginia, Maryland, Boston, Baltimore. I'm there.
That's too far for you?
Now, I can say that's rather be close to why I am standing right now.
Okay.
You know, no big deal about it, though.
Because
how you do traveling, like, to different events from New York, California to New York. You got the Apollo Amateur Night out here, so you know it's going to be going down.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks. If you want to join the conversation, you want to talk, just press the number 1. I'll let you on 805-830-8320. That's 805-830-8320. Well, this is the part where we get back into some music. You know, I take song requests, I take dedications, I take shout outs. If I got it, I'll play it. If I ain't got it, we'll find
it's
a way to get
Kanye
it played.
That Kanye Mercy on.
Uh-huh.
They put that Kanye Mercy on. What's up, that song, Kanye? We have some Mercy.
Kanye Mercy?
Yeah, Kanye West, Mercy by Kanye West. And Pusha T, Big Sean, 2 Chainz.
Oh, I don't have that. I can find that, but I don't have that.
That's something
I really don't, yeah. That's probably
new,
and I ain't get that yet.
Yeah,
because,
you know, I
hear
probably be a
but
minute, though.
I will attempt to find it for you.
It's okay. It's nice to say that. Yeah. Texting better than love.
Huh?
I say they say that texting better than love. I mean, it's like
texting better than love?
Yep. Yeah. Maybe know it's like that. You know, dedicated to all the people that got heartbroken and so can't find love in their life. And, you know, and then you have a choice of either being a person or not.
I can play the Mercy if you want.
Yeah. There ain't no cold to request, you know.
Which one you want? You got two. Which one you want?
Any one could be good for me. You know.
Okay.
Shout out to you, LaQuest.
I'll play this up.
Shout out to the Fancy Lounge. And you know how we roll with. You know how we do. Hit us up. That number you see. You know the rest.
Right. Folks, we have a Facebook group called the Fancy Lounge. It's our official Facebook group. You know, no explicit pictures. We just try to have conversation and a little fun. So if y'all interested, send us a request or so, and you know, hit the and I got you. So here goes some music, and then we're gonna come back. And we're gonna chop it up some more.
Yeah, chop it up some more.
That's how
I do. Turn on your music.
That's how I do. Huh?
DJ Spin That. Not DJ.
Okay.
DJ Spin That.
Okay. Yeah, okay. Okay.
All right.
Every girl I gave my loving to We argue too much. We made a mess. We're used to stuff. Why don't I care? I care at all.
My goal is to seduce your soul. I want to liquefy you with my words. I want to pour you like grits. I want to lick you from the bowl.
Wow.
And just to make sure I don't miss shit, I'm going to take my time and top you up with the biscuits. Now, I know I can't make cakes like yours with Bisquick, so I'm going to go slow. I'm going to stir you up with this dick. Yes, I had an article quote thrown at me. So I'm going to go slow and I'm going to stir you up with this dick. This is over easy. This is easy like Sunday morning. Serve you a warm plate of orgasms while your breath still stinks and you're still yawning.
Whoa!
Breakfast in bed. I don't need a frying pan for this. The sun is beaming, a hot buttered solstice. I intoxicate you like mimosas. I rise with the speed of Pop-Tarts. I covered your breast like each nipple was covered with jam. The red light just came on. You Krispy Kreme. Therefore I am. See, I don't climb on top of you. When I enter your space, I cinnamon roll. And then I place my chocolate crepe into a place the size of a donut hole. You see those other guys? Because I know I wasn't first. Those other guys. I'm just saying, I'm an adult. I'm keeping it real. Why somebody tell me that this is their first time now? It's a problem. See those other guys? Those other guys have been eggs. They're empty calories, baby girl. They're nothing. My meals are whole. I scatter. I cover. I smother all of your sensitive body parts. There's so many endorphins in your blood, it's like all bucks for your heart. I'm sweeter than any cereal made with Post. A syrupy French kiss that's flavored with French toast. Now crack your leg eggs.
Damn!
A syrupy French kiss that's flavored like French toast. Now crack your legs. Like eggs. That's a simile. Line your stomach and put hips sunny side up. Now, when boy, as I scramble your brains and I pancake my hips into your butt, it gives me for being rough. But all omelets need to be beat And besides, actually, my mother refers to me as a nasty motherfucker. Thank you. Hi, Mom. But all omelets need to be beat. And besides, when I subside, you'll be so happy that you dripping cream of wheat. All-star special. So when I hit that grand slam, there ain't no need for you to say, thanks, man. My apologies to you interrupting your snoring, but this is the only way that I know how to sing. Good morning. And good night. Thank you.
Awesome poet, also friend to the show. He has been in our fantasy limelight. That right there was J.G. the Juggernaut. Yes. Over there in Ohio, that was off of his the Juggernautical, the Experience album. That right there was called Good Morning. There's actually a revised version as well, with the melody to Easy Like Sunday Morning in the background. Real hot poem right there. I just had to add that. Before that, we played Usher's Climax, and before that, a request from our good friend Neutron, who's on the air right now. He's saying he dedicated that to all the ladies. That was Trey Songz, Sex Ain't Better Than Love. Sex Ain't Better Than Love. Shout out to Miss Storm, who started this. She came here and she started this. We was in party mode and she came and she set everybody up. Right, we was in party mode.
I stay in party mode. I can't turn it off.
Came and, you came and turned it up.
For real, by all means. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to bring one smile at a time. Maybe it's a poem. Sometimes it's a song. Sometimes it's a verse. Sometimes it's a pic. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like this life is short. Live, love, laugh.
Right. Mm-hmm. Good rule to live by. Definitely
come get it in. Y'all better get it too.
Huh?
I said, I'm over here getting it in. Y'all better get it, too.
Right. So, we're doing good things on here. Shout out to the 702 who just slid in. They've been listening. Shout out to 803. They holding us down. The guest is holding down. We had the Quiet Storm in here, the spoken word artist. I need to get some of his work, too. And I need to really get back on my spoken memoirs. I think that's what we're going to do this week, going spoken memoirs, just get all my spoken word out there. Spoken word artists out there, I miss them. Neutron, thank you for holding it down with me.
Yeah,
I really
know
do appreciate it. Did you see Kitty?
Yeah, I see Kitty. Oh, you're going to buy you right now. You should trying to come on top of you because you know you'd be fluff. You know nothing about fluff.
Right, Kitty always trying to climb on top of me. Kitty just walks all over me.
Can I see it?
Huh?
Can I see Kitty again?
You want to see Kitty again?
Yeah.
She's here scratching me. See? Say, hi, Kitty.
Hey.
White cat. Y'all wondering how he can see Kitty. I'm on Ustream TV right now.
Yeah.
See, she's all white with pink accents.
I know. I'm about to talk about the white cat, you know, and I talk about the black cat. Kitty.
Oh, good grief. Boo, that was corny. Boo. Now this is the time, nor the place for it.
Ain't no way.
Once again, y'all can hit us up on facebook.com/ Phone Fantasy Radio / Super Fluffy Flirt. Facebook.com. We're at the Fancy Lounge. Look us up for a group. I got a lot of pages. PhoneFantasyRadio.com. You can get all our links, see our videos, and, you know, check out the rest of our archive shows and all that good stuff. Once again, I'll be back tomorrow night co-hosting with Brick, the first tenant of Phone Fantasy Radio, on her show called Brick House. And we have a very intense topic, where we're talking about the black community and the AIDS epidemic. you know, it's 2012, and people are still out there risky behaviors, you know, like, you know, still having unprotected sex, still putting themselves at risk. So we'll be talking about that tomorrow night, 8 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio, 805-830-8320 is the number. Thank you, Ms. Storm, for coming.
You're very welcome. Is there going to be spoken word on that show tomorrow, too? Because I have a piece about HIV that's titled At Her Funeral, and I'd like to spit it if I call in tomorrow.
Tomorrow, no.
And I will discuss my feelings on the topic because
I mean, no, you can call in and share your feelings. You
trust
can call
me,
and share
I feel
your feelings,
here. Even if it's not, even if I don't get to spit a piece, I'm still here because it's affecting our entire community, and you're right. We need to stand up, take notice, and action.
Yep. So definitely we invite you to tune in tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. And the whole gang should be here by then. On that note, you know, I started late. And I'm in there early because that's how I roll. You don't like it, kick rock.
Oh, I'm coming back. This is awesome. OMG.
That's how we roll around here.
Right, I got a new spot for me. I'm going to be up and through this piece.
We get to in on this show. We're real raunchy with it. No hold bars. We're all adults. Let's act like it.
By all means, whenever I got something new, I need to try on somebody. I'm going to bring it to your show, Fluffy. I got you.
Yeah. Bring it.
Y'all going to be my test spoken word dummies.
The best time to do that, though, is a Thursday, because during the week, Monday and Tuesday, we normally have, like, a chat topic and stuff like that. So the best time to do that is
my calendar for Thursday, Mom, no doubt. I'm here.
Right. Thursday nights is our open mic and, you know, all that good stuff. Everything goes Monday.
You're going to be speaking, they're going to be speaking their mind, opening their mind up and, you know, thinking what they could do with themselves, you know. They could think about the past, the present, the future, the goals, you know, everything that comes in questions.
Okay. On that note, I will ask if y'all have any shout-outs, last words. Once again, let us know how we can get in touch with y'all. If y'all want to share that, y'all can do that right now.
Cool.
Neutron?
Yes.
You got quiet on me? No shout-outs or nothing?
No. Oh, yeah. Shout-out to the whole family, you know, to the friends. I'm from the BXL Bronx. You know, the people, you know, to everybody out there uptown, you know, we do the whole South BX area.
Mm-hmm.
How you do?
Okay. I don't know how y'all do. I got lost the last time I tried to go to the VX. I got lost for 3 hours. 3 hours I got lost. So VX is really on my shit list. I'll be honest with you.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that. That's crazy.
Right.
I'm sorry to hear that, though.
So I don't roll with y'all. Anyway, Ms. Storm.
You can follow me on Twitter. I'm at JeannieGirl23 on Twitter. I'm also on Instagram. I just got on that joint, so I'm not really sure how it works. But once I figure it out, trust me, I'm going to master it like everything I do. definitely, I'm going to be coming through again. I got a shout-out. I got a birthday shout-out to my poet brother, Keith Williams. His birthday is actually in a few minutes, so I thought I'd better shout him out, too. So he's doing his thing down in Houston. We're always on the mic together. He's my poet brother, and I love him, and I wanted to let him know that I was thinking about him on his B-Day, and I'll be posting on my timeline music for him in his honor request, and I'll take him for him all day just because he got it like that.
Okay. That's what it is. Sound like fun. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in, and I really do appreciate it. Really had fun tonight. Went smoothly. Thank Neutron for holding me down. Checking out my cam.
Thank you.
Everybody's
waving.
They wondering what I was doing on cam all day, but, you know, it is.
Have a good night, though. Have a good night, too, myself, right now, so, you know, I do.
I think I'm going to leave out with a song. something old school, something you probably heard, have not heard in a long time.
In 1987?
Huh?
Is it coming in 1987?
No, it's not that. It's not that old. Damn.
Wow.
It's not that old. Damn.
My bad.
I think it's my theme song for right now. For the next 7 minutes, this is my theme song, and I just thought I'd share with y'all. On that note, peace out, people.
Peace.
Thank you.